Live in studio, we have Doug Williams with us, who's with three different organizations, and his focus is to help veterans and to get them all the benefits that they need to help them move on with their lives. Doug, I know that you have some concerns. I asked you during the break. I would imagine that the numbers are going up at VFWs, AMVETS, for all these veteran organizations, but you said that's not the case.
Sadly, that's very true. It's not the case. They don't seem to be joiners. And actually, if anything, most of the organizations have lost numbers. We're losing 1,185 of our World War II veterans a day to the Grim Reaper. And those numbers are just simply not being replaced. That has a definite impact on what we are capable and able to do.
What's the situation with all these veterans coming back from the Gulf War? Why aren't they joining? Do they understand that they can get a lot of help moving on in the future with veteran organizations?
Well, that's one of the problems. I don't think they fully understand that. If a veteran comes home today, he should actively seek out and join a veterans organization. That signifies our numbers would increase. That has more of an impact when we go to the legislatures to talk about the needs of veterans and to increase budgets in the Veterans Administration, to say.
Why have more than one veteran organization? Why are there so many, and what are the differences?
Well, they were all formed at different times and after different conflicts in America's history. The American Legion came to fruition in 1919, and the Veterans of Foreign Wars became more active after World War II. These other offshoot organizations have formed and started as a result of, say, an individual's affiliation with a particular ethnic group, such as the Jewish war veterans and the Polish war veterans. And a lot of times their involvement was strictly limited to their communities. It wasn't a nationwide involvement.
All right. Is there any effort being made to open the eyes of these folks and hopefully to get them to help replenish the numbers?
Yes. We've just initiated a program in the American Legion. Our public relations director, Mr. Mark Sutton, who you can reach at 371-4720, has initiated several new programs in our Legionnaire newspaper advising people of what to do and how to go about doing it. If you want to join an organization and you are a veteran, just contact them and they'll be more than happy to help you.
And I guess we can't emphasize enough, you're spending your life now trying to help veterans and to make many different means available for them to move on with their life.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I think one of the primary reasons is that when they come home, they want to just reinitiate being assimilated back into society, and that's rather difficult to do. I think they've had a situation where they've had to go into a culture that's totally foreign to them and live within that. Then coming home and restarting, you know, picking up where you left off is extremely difficult for them.
Now, you're going to be going back to Washington, D.C. Shortly. There is a super panel, 12 member of congressional members who have been put together by the Republicans and the Democrats. They each nominated six people for this. They're going to recommend $1.5 trillion in deficit reductions by the 23rd of November. Michigan has a strong representation in this, with Dave Cant and Fred Upton, both from Michigan, on this panel. And probably, perhaps due to that fact, you're going back to Washington to talk about veterans' needs here in the state of Michigan. Talk about that.
Yes, that's very true. We were contacted by the National Office of the American Legion and requested to come to Washington, D.C. to meet with our Michigan delegation on that panel, which is Mr. Upton and Mr. Camp. We hope to meet with them on November 2nd and discuss some of the more vital concerns that we have here in the state of Michigan as related to our state veterans. But those issues we're going to talk about run over just the needs of veterans. They are encompassing the entire state of Michigan, and of course we know what that is. It's unemployment, jobs, the Medicare Social Security issue, the defense budget, all of these things we're going to be going back and talking to them about, because as American Legion members, you must remember we're also taxpayers and people who live in the state. So we definitely are going to be talking about a lot of the same concerns that the governor and his office
have. You like to mention that, too. That's the third time that you've talked about it when you're talking to these folks. Hey, bottom line, we are paying taxes and we do vote.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think sometimes people have a tendency to forget that. I have to make very, very sure people understand that veterans are just as concerned about the issues affecting them, okay, as anyone else in the state. I know when I talk to the politicians at the House office building and the Senate office building, I always discuss with them the fact that never forget, we go to the polls. And they're representing 274,000. That's a lot of votes.
So when you go to D.C. and you get before these panels, what are you going to tell them?
Well, we're not going to tell them anything, Tony. We're going to ask them politely to listen to what we have to say regarding no cuts to defense budget, no cuts to Social Security or Medicare, because a majority of our veteran population exists on those two. Number one, Medicare for health insurance and, of course, Social Security for just living a normal living expenses. We want to talk to them about the issue of jobs and employment in the state of Michigan, because our veterans are severely being affected by that. We want to talk to them about regulations within the state and the federal government. And let's do something about these regulations so we can bring small business into this state and open up those doors for employment. And we're hoping that we can impress upon them how critical the needs of this state are. Michigan is in a very unique position. I think probably we have been harmed by this economic downturn more than the other states have.
Do you expect a favorable response, especially since Dave Camp and Fred Upton will be some of the folks you'll be talking with?
Well, we're hoping that we can persuade them to leave those things alone in place. I'm not sure how well we'll be received or if, in fact, they will pay any attention to us at all.
So you're not asking for more. You just want to keep what you have.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to stabilize what we have and give us an opportunity to work from that base to go forward, and hopefully with that will make a difference.
Okay, what are you going to do, Doug, if they do cut your budget?
Well, we've had our budget cut a number of times. We lost $1 million 2 years ago. Our VSO programs are going to suffer tremendously. We're going to have to find a way to continue the service to the state's veterans, and that's going to be very, very difficult. The loss of that $1 million harmed us drastically. We lost about 20 veteran service officers out there providing service. We had to make adjustments within it, so we formed a coalition of veterans organization, veteran service officers, the Marine Corps League, the American Legion, the VFW, the Disabled American Veterans, and the Order of the Purple Heart are now providing primarily most of the veteran service officer programs in the state. So we split that $3,900,000, and hopefully they can put enough people on the road and out into the communities in Michigan that we can do and make a difference. But it'll be very, very difficult. If they cut our budget again, we're going to have to cut some of our other veteran programs out. We also sponsor Girl State and Boy State student trooper programs, and some of those will probably see some cuts if, in fact, we can't get additional money to support them.
All right. I'm going to play congressman here. Mr. Williams, why is your organization any different from anyone else? Everybody else is receiving cuts. These are tough times.
I understand that, but when we look at the impact that those cuts will have on our veterans community, they are staggering, and we can't afford those.
All right. Doug Williams is a liaison, a lobbyist for several different organizations that support veterans. And Doug, for the vet out there that's listening to this, or someone who's a family member or a friend, if they need more information about veterans benefits, veterans information, where do they go?
Go to your Veterans of Foreign Wars, American Legion. They're listed in the phone book. We can contact you and put you in contact with a veteran service officer and in a regional office in Detroit. There's many, many veteran service officers around the state who are willing to help you get in contact with the right people.
All right, Doug Williams, thanks so much. Appreciate your time, sir.
You're welcome, Tony.